Jesus, a new covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Clarification of terms, part 2. Function. In ACIM, Jesus says our only function is completion. Completion is the recognition and celebration of divinity, perfect, whole and complete as it is, and to cease the denials that we are already this. This is a different function from the ways of the world that confuses function with roles and responsibilities for achievement, collecting objects and achieving. The question is always, what is it for? What is the purpose? Our only function is to express divine nature in wholeness, all that is given by the Father. There is no other function or purpose. Our sole function of this world is to transcend the idea of limitation of a personal identity. There is no other function for this world. Amen. Healing. Healing is a helpful thought. The recognition that divinity is denied and the denials must be looked at through the light of forgiveness to see the desire to experience thought, feelings, emotions, all the changing appearances that seem to be real and must be recognized as denials of divine light. There is neither a healer nor a healed. Yet this must be recognized and accepted as truth for lasting peace of mind. Healing is not of the body. All healing takes place in the mind, consciousness, ceasing to accept the fragmentation of consciousness and the experience of lack and limitation. It may, and often does, reflect as what appears to be a healing in the body. Yet this is only an expression of change in form, which is not a reflection of absolute reality, which does not know change. It is merely an opportunity to look beyond form and the miscreation, the desire to experience form as real. Holy relationship. Jesus discusses holy relationship at length in A Course in Miracles. Relationships of the world are a means in which the ego perpetuates itself through the experience that there are others to have a relationship with. Jesus shifts the focus of relationships in the world from attempting to join through bodies to see where attempting to find love through bodies is a means to deny divinity, that love is everything. Brothers become the means that speed spiritual awakening by revealing where divinity and wholeness is denied. When relationships of the world are given to the light and guidance to see what is true and cease denials, relationships become holy representatives of the pure relationship that God always has with His Holy Son. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the light that lights everyone who is born, the light of truth within all beings. This is the light of intuition that can provide guidance and direction for the fastest means to spiritual awakening. The ego attempts to block following intuition. This is a means to attempt to preserve personal identity and thus pain and suffering. The Holy Spirit and Jesus is also called the voice for God. This is the inner voice that provides guidance and intuition that speeds the recognition of divinity. honesty of God. In A New Covenant, ACIM, Jesus speaks of honesty of God. Honesty of God is acknowledgement of divine light as true reality, admitting the desire to experience denials, pain and suffering, that light is the only reality, and ceasing to deny that the light is all that is. Jesus is a helpful concept in the mind of the dreamer. This is the symbol within consciousness of evolution of consciousness back to the natural state of divinity. It reflects the desire of the dreamer to experience crucifixion and thus pain and suffering through denial of divinity and the reunification of consciousness to spiritual awakening of the dreamer through resurrection. Jesus represents Christ consciousness and the collapse of the idea of consciousness to choiceless awareness, unity with absolute reality. Jesus is an appearance of superconsciousness, the reminder that consciousness is not unified and thus represents the call for consciousness to cease to deny peace and joy through fragmentation, objective experience, and thereby rest and celebrate love and natural state of being synonymous with light. Jesus can be considered to be the voice for reason, for example, non-duality, in a mad, upside-down world of duality. It is the voice within that guides the way back to absolute reality. This voice of wisdom is the same as higher self, Holy Spirit, intuitive knowing of God, guidance and voice for God. Jesus does not claim to be different nor apart. He is a part of the whole. In ACIM text, he suggests that he can be viewed as an older and wiser brother offering guidance. This is helpful until it is seen that Jesus is merely a part of the whole consciousness that calls those experiencing fragmentation and suffering back to the recognition and celebration of unicity. Judgment. Judgment is the desire to experience duality. To experience judgment requires two: something that can be judged and one who judges. This is immediate experience of duality and thus all pain and suffering. It is a denial of infinite light, since the desire for the experience of more than one creates miscreates perception. Since the desire for the experience of more than one miscreates perception. Judgment is healed perception through forgiveness, the collapse of the perception of duality. Listen and follow. Follow the light within. Follow the Holy Spirit, voice for God, or inner light. In A Course in Miracles, a helpful means is offered to speed spiritual awakening through the recognition of divine light and learning to listen to divine light, the memory of divine power, which is denied through the investment in the experience of the changing, the ego. To learn to listen and follow is to learn to hear the voice for truth. In ACIM, this is called the Holy Spirit, which is the voice for God, the voice that recognizes original divine nature. To follow this inner guidance or intuition is the expression of divinity as it is whole and complete. It is turning into tuning into what is original, the natural state of being what is. To follow the voice for God within is to align with divine nature and to cease to deny divine nature, which is infinite, unchanging love. The ego is a denial of the voice for God within. Following the light within is a fast means to spiritual awakening, as following the light within is a denial that the ego, the sense of limitation, exists. Mighty companions. Mighty companions are not specifically mentioned in this text. However, they are discussed in ACIM text and referred to in light circles. Mighty companions refer to those beings that join together for the purposes of recognition of divine nature. All is one. In contrast to many relationships and friendships that are often used to prove that separation is real, this is joining in holy purpose to see what is true. In some spiritual traditions, mighty companions are called sangha, and joining to see what is true is called satsang. Mind, right-mindedness, wrong-mindedness. In many non-dual traditions, the term mind is referred to as synonymous with the ego. In ACIM, Jesus refers to infinite mind as absolute reality. In order to assist with discernment of where light is denied through the ego, he adds two distinctions. Right-mindedness, which are thoughts in alignment with the light, including thoughts of love, unity, God, happiness and joy, and the ACIM course lessons. Wrong-mindedness is the decision and thus desire to experience pain, suffering, and death through the ego that arises out of the belief in separation. This includes all forms of judgment. Miracle. A miracle is a change in perception. The ego is false perception, the perception of separation from the all that is. Thus, a miracle through forgiveness is the undoing of false perception, which leads to unified perception of wholeness. Purpose. Purpose is a means of focusing on truth of divine light rather than the fiction of the world apart from the whole. When Jesus says purpose is our only function, he means our only purpose for this life is the recognition of divinity and to cease to deny it, to celebrate divine life in fullness. Thus, our purpose is to transcend personal identity, to transcend the moving and changing consciousness. Resurrection. Resurrection is the symbol of spiritual awakening, the unceasing recognition and celebration of divine nature, as God and the Holy Son of God can never be separate. Time and space is impossible. Only unchanging infinite love is real. Resurrection is the falling away of the desire to experience death by denying infinite light as the only true reality. Suppression and repression. Light is all there is and the unity of all that is. In order for recognition of light not to be self-apparent, recognition of the light is suppressed and repressed through the dream of separation, meaning it is held below the level of awareness by dreaming. This is the energy of desire and the associated beliefs that are held in the subconscious mind to deny light. This is the suppression of peace of mind, joy and love, self-denial, which is the basis for all suffering. In the place of infinite peace of mind, power is given to the energies of denial of divinity. This is miscreation. These energies must be released into the light, seen as untrue in the light of truth, and thus forgiven. For the light, the kingdom of heaven, to be consistent experience. The I Am, or I Am Presence. While this book does not refer specifically to the I Am Presence, it is helpful to refer to it here since it is discussed in many spiritual traditions. Beingness is the I Am Presence in which the original God principle shines into the manifest. The light, absolute reality, is the unspeakable silence and is before the I Am Presence. The I Am Presence is an expression of consciousness, the Son of God. Some traditions refer to awareness as synonymous with consciousness. Jesus, like Narsargadatta Maharaj, distinguishes consciousness to be different from the awareness. While manifest cannot be separated in truth from unmanifest, infinite light is beyond manifest and unmanifest. The full expression of the I Am Presence is the recognition that the manifest and unmanifest are the same. Christ consciousness in expression through a seeming body, yet beyond the idea of a body. Tiny mad idea. Dream of separation from source. In ACIM, Jesus refers to the tiny mad idea. The tiny mad idea is the idea or thought believed that it is possible to be separate from the light and that what is changing is real. From this one thought, all of consciousness spun out as a dream of change and fragmented into a dream of separation from source. All suffering comes from the desire for, and thus belief in, the tiny mad idea. It is impossible to be separate from source, all that is. And thus, the tiny mad idea reflects the insanity of the belief that separation from source and a different reality from infinite light is possible. Since separation from divine light is impossible, it must be experienced as a dream. A desired dream of falling asleep and not recognizing absolute reality, and of waking up to absolute reality. This is the insane idea that the Son of God is separate from the Father, the desire for consciousness, the experience of the changing. Willingness. Willingness is an expression within consciousness of openness to accept all that is given by the Father. The ego is the expression of consciousness to deny all that is given by the Father. Thus, willingness to see things differently in the light of truth through forgiveness is to learn the ways of the Holy Spirit, divine light. This is the expression of divinity, which is love, unlimited by concepts of time and space. Willingness is an expression of openness to look outside of the ego thought system that seems real to see the only reality is divine light. It is the willingness to see that death is unreal and has no dominion over the Son of God. It's the humility to look with the light and admit that all denials of divinity are untrue.